Welcome to another episode of my podcast. On this episode, I want to talk about who's going to get your vote this year. And I also changed the name of my podcast from DV Therapy Sessions to Keep It Trucking. It's still called DV, but it's DV Keep It Trucking. And I want to talk about why I don't want certain candidates in the office. And, you know, let's get to it.
Bullshit, that'll never change. We expose the truth, and still we play the game. Pile up the evidence, still an open case. Even though the proof is in your motherfucking face. Listen, I move on, I live another day. Secrets that I know, I take it to the grave. My eyes on the enemies, jealousy is rage. Watch out for them birds, cause they never fly away. People talk, but they never walk and prove themselves. Opinions ain't shit if you ain't do it yourself. How you teach a class, no experience at all. You motherfuckers lie too much, y'all just frauds. Man, I see it, life is just basic, you ain't with it. You don't wanna hustle, you don't wanna sacrifice to get it. You don't wanna waste your time if you're not getting paid. Writing books of rhymes, record them and get them played, ayy. No patience at all. I see a lot of people make it, but a lot of them fall. They start to running, but end up hitting the brick walls. Catch a concussion and never recover at all. Man, it's hard. I pray for my niggas that's in the cell. Life behind bars will kill your spirits for real. You gotta have faith, believe in God is real. You still alive today, that's a blessing for real.
We ain't giving up, our soul will never fold. We don't give a fuck even if our blood is cold. We expose the truth, but the truth is never told. Everything is lies in this cold ass world.
Okay, so when it comes to our president and whether I want to keep him in office or whether I want Joe Biden in, it's like me, I don't like Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter, never supported Trump. Not because he's a racist asshole. It's just because he's not fit to be the president. You know, it's like politics are for politicians and, you know, The Apprentice is for Donald Trump. So, I don't like him being our president. I don't blame him for the bullshit that he's doing because he's The Apprentice. He's not fit to be president. You know, Biden, I know what Obama did, you know, and I can't give Biden the credit for what Obama did, but I don't know. So, if I do vote, of course I'm going to give Biden my vote because our celebrity, well, as Charlamagne says, our celebrity in chief doesn't know what the hell he's doing. You know, and it's like I'm seeing racism in our country and I never seen it. And maybe I have, I just ignored it. But now I'm paying attention. Like even the mask thing, like, you know, a lot of states have it where you're required to wear a mask and you have a lot of people that just won't do it. You know, I feel like if you don't want to wear a mask, okay, that's fine, but stay the hell away from me. Like, they'll come, try to be all in your face, trying to talk to you. Like, I have children I have to go home to. I have a daughter that has asthma. You know, so if I get the coronavirus, maybe I can possibly live. I don't know, maybe I can't. But I have a daughter with asthma. Yes, she's young, and I guess young people are, you know, living, but my daughter has pre-existing conditions. I guess that's what they call it. So, I said, so if I had to vote, I would vote for Biden, even though I can't give Biden credit for Obama. I know I said that. But So now I would like to know, like, what other people think. You know, I don't see where Trump has made America great. I see where he's made it racist. And I can't even blame him for making it racist, because it was already racist, just that the races weren't coming out like they're coming out. You know, people think that if he loses that we're going to have a race war, which is not far-fetched. You know, I'm like, shit, we're already having a race war and the blacks are losing. We can't win a war when y'all have the government on your side. You know, and I always tell people that, like, yeah, if we have a race war, the blacks are going to lose. We don't have the government on our side. You know, we have a president that's trying to handle our country like as a dictator. We have a president that's trying to cheat the election right in front of our face. People still are supporting him. When I grew up, it was right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, so how is it right for a president to cheat the election right in front of our face? To take the mailboxes so they can't do mail-in ballots. How is that okay? But this is what you get when you I'm sorry. This is what you get when you put a celebrity in the White House. This fame is getting to his head. I said, I don't hate Donald Trump for the reasons that y'all hate him for. I just know that he's been an asshole his whole life. So he built his career off of being an asshole. So it's not like the shit he's doing is, oh, please forgive my language, I'm trying to stop cussing. It's not like the things that he is doing is something new. We watched it all play out on TV. On a Celebrity Apprentice, or I guess it's Celebrity Apprentice or Apprentice. I don't know if he had both or what. Biden is a politician. That's all I know about him. And I know he was up under Obama, and Obama did great. You know, so all this make America great again. How is it great? My people are dying. My people are dying by the hands of police and by the coronavirus. So like I said, this war, this race war that's basically already going on, blacks are losing. Police are killing us. Coronavirus is killing us. You got whites that don't want to put masks on. You have blacks that don't want to put masks on. So I can't put that just on whites. It's blacks that don't want to put masks on too. You know, so I feel like where can we win when we're fighting a losing battle? How can we win when we're fighting a losing battle? Now, when do y'all start caring about my people? You know, we can't leave that to our president for it not to be racism. We have to do it on our own, because apparently he doesn't give a fuck. I mean, like I said, I'm trying to stop cussing him. I apologize. He doesn't give a fuck. He's the fucking celebrity. Oh, I did it again. He's the Celebrity Apprentice. He's the apprentice. He's an entertainer. Has no idea about policies and being a politician and nothing. They speak to him about the coronavirus. Oh, look what I done for the economy. I don't know if he did anything for the economy. I don't pay attention to that. But what about the coronavirus? My people are dying. It's not just old people. It's people. Oh, I'm sorry. Older people. Younger people are dying. You know, not too many kids are dying, but some kids are dying. What about that? So, you know, this is going to be like this episode is not going to be too long. You know, I'm at like 7:30, 7:35. So I'm going to like do like 10 minutes. But I said, so if I do vote, my vote is going to go to Biden. You know, I know I have some people that say that they're friends, you know, they're Trump supporters. And, you know, I got a picture where I have the Black Lives Matter. And, you know, some people were talking about, oh, well, you know, I believe in all lives matter. I believe all lives matter too. But I also see that my people are dying at the hands of the white police. You know, so sometimes you have to put your ego to the side and put all that all lives, this and that BS to the side. Because your people are not getting killed on camera, mine are. So it's like either you stay in with us or you don't. Don't tell me, oh, well, I have black friends. I got white friends. I got white family members. I got people that's white friends that I consider family members. I'm not going around saying that their white life doesn't matter. Yes, it does. But so does my black life. My children's black life. My people, just my brothers and sisters out here that's dying. When we just had a guy get shot in his back in front of his kids. No weapon. Does his black life not matter? Is this his black children that were in the car watching their dad get shot? And thank God he lived. Does their life matter? Has your president spoke out about his black life? So I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm going to keep this short. You know, I just want to know your thoughts. Who are you going to vote for, Trump or Biden? I mean, are you going to vote for the president who's only making America great for his people? Like I said, I don't really know too much about Biden, but I'd rather have Biden than who we have now. I'd rather have a turtle or a snail in office besides who we have now. This guy makes George Bush, you know, look like a saint. But I'm going to get out of here. I just want to keep it short. You know, I know I haven't been on in a while, but I really want to know y'all thoughts, you know, to give me something to talk about on the next episode. So I thank y'all, and I'm happy to be back. You know, just give me y'all thoughts. Trump or Biden, who are y'all voting for? Y'all have a good day and have a blessed day.
Hi, I've been trying to do this video for a minute now, but I keep getting teary-eyed because I think about George Floyd and how he didn't have to die. My name is Carrie O'Horn. I'm from Buffalo, New York. And I used to be a police officer for 20 years. And I was fired because I stopped my coworker from choking a handcuffed man. And then when I look at George Floyd, and I see how his death could have been prevented, but that it wasn't, because we have people in place who are supposed to protect us. They don't.
Carroll's Law.
We have a black mayor. We have a black police commissioner.
They took it off my mother. Damn. They keep killing my brothers.
Why?
Just looked at the news, damn, they killing another.
Come on, man.
How the fuck can they love us?
They
keep taking our lives.
Damn.
Taking fathers from sons,
man.
Husbands from wives. They kill me, man. My mama, she gon' go crazy.
Okay.
Cause you done killed more than just a black baby.
Yep.
We don't have rights. This modern day slavery. Cause I'm a black man. Is that really why you hate me? They killed George Floyd.
Yep.
They killed our nigga. Burn this bitch down. Fuck your sorry,
fuck
nigga.
Yours.
He said they Louis shoot.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. see how I feel when we burn it down your roof. Ain't wanna take it there,
nope.
But he pissed me off,
yep.
Cause I'm a black man with my back against the wall. Who just out here really trying to live?
Trying to do,
I fear for my life, I fear for my kids.